2015 to order at 5 p.m. and establish a quorum.
Kathy Aiken present.
Karen Ward present.
And Ken Mullix is present. We have a quorum in the, and I know that our counselor Stu Martinez will be here in just a few minutes. But we'll go ahead and start. The first in order we have, this will be an interview process by the council for a replacement or filling the vacancy on the city council as a counselor for the city of Lapine. And I'm not sure what the duration of the office is, but it'll require election at the next general election, which would be in 2016, November. Anyway, Don, thank you very much for coming along. And you got anything you want to say to the council as a kickoff? We all have the applications that you presented, and they're all quite full of information. So, anything you want to say before we start asking questions?
Well, I think basically that the letter says about everything, because everybody on the council knows me. They've known me for several years, and it isn't like I haven't been around at all. As you know, I did serve on the council, and at the time that I did not seek re-election at that time because I had other commitments that just would interfere. So I let that one pass at the last election. I did run for council, and I kind of got held back that time because I had a sister that was terminally ill. And I was spending an awful lot of time with the family, and so I really didn't get out and push very hard, but I did run. And since that time, my sister's passed away, so I'm free and clear of all the encumbrances now, so I'm able to go ahead and work for the city. I've been coming to Lapine since, back in the 1930s, they were building a dam by Lookout Point down there, and I can remember riding in the back seat of my dad's car and going on the highway that was down next to the river that's flooded now, before they built up the highway and everything. And we spent many, many summers over here in Lapine. In the 60s, my dad purchased 10 acres on Lawrence Meadow Road, and we always used that as sort of a camping place. But before that, we used to come in, and if you go to the east entrance of Odell Lake on Highway 58, and right across the road heading north, you'll see a road that's been blocked off. And that was a fire trail, and when we came over here, that's where we took off. We took off, went down past Davis Lake and into the lake. So we've been camping like that and everything for years. When I was working before I retired, I was stationed in Illinois the last 15 years that I worked, and every time we came out on vacation, we spent time in Lapine. The last meeting that we had with my two sons and my dad and I was spent here at Lapine. Right after that, my oldest son went back to Vietnam, and my younger son joined the service, and we never did get together again after that before my father passed away. So I have strings that have attached to Lapine for a long time. I've lived on Dorrance Meadow Road for a long time, and as soon as I moved into town, I joined the council, and I mean within months. So I think I have the experience. I've since then continued to attend council meetings. I've attended nearly all of them, which can be attested for by the sign-in sheets that I've signed. I've gone to many of the meetings that are part of government that affect the city of Lapine. So I've tried to keep up on what's going on and how the city is going. And I'm proud to say that I'm a citizen of Lapine, and that we really are going in the right direction right now. So with that, that's about all I have. If any of you have any questions, shoot.
Okay. Councilors, Kathy?
There are occasions when you're on the council for conferences, some training, different meetings. Would you be available and willing to attend some of those?
Well, first of all, the League of Oregon Cities has a conference coming up toward the end of this month. And if I'm selected to go on the council, I would like to attend that meeting. And you all know that if you were on the council at the same time I was, because I was low man on the totem pole, I went to the furthest ones. That's where I stand. I could still do the same thing.
Thank you.
In fact, on some of them, Audrey wouldn't let me drive home in the dark. So we spent the night there, and the council of the city did not pay our expenses either, just to clear that up.
Yeah. Smart woman. Thank you, Don.
Oh, Don, I just have to apologize for coming in late.
Julie, you know me as well as anybody, so there's no apology.
Well, there is. But I have read over your application, and like you mentioned, you've been on the council before, sit on some of the committees, so I want to thank you for applying.
Karen? Were you?
I was done, yes.
Sorry. Karen?
Thank you for applying. Your services have been greatly appreciated, and I've had a really nice time working with you in different places. Thank you.
Don, let me ask you a couple. You and I have known each other a long time. You have served well on the council and other areas in the community, so you're also on the Planning Commission and doing a good job there. Don, what is your favorite accomplishments when you were on the City Council?
I think one of the best accomplishments we had while I was on the council is coming together and obtaining this building. And a lot of that work, or most of that work, was done by our city manager at the time. And he really, it really served the city well.
Okay. What other groups do you belong to in La Pine or in the community that you serve as a volunteer on at this time?
I've served the senior center, I've served the city of La Pine, and basically those are the two major organizations that I work with.
Okay, and you said something about you go to these other meetings. Would you elaborate on that? Other organizations' meetings or city government meetings or?
Well,
I think I'm thinking about Park and Rec and those other.
I've been to Park and Rec meetings and attended those, and I think I worked on the election for the two winners of that campaign. The League of Oregon Cities has a meeting that is for the small cities meetings, and I attended those meetings and brought back reports. In fact, I was told by the council sometimes that my reports were a little too complete, that I took too much time, but I did cover those. And also COIC's meeting, I was there, our official representative there, and I attended every one of those meetings too, and they were in Redmond.
Okay, all right. Council, any other questions or any thoughts?
Good.
Okay, well, Don, thank you very much for coming today, and we appreciate your application.
I told you it wouldn't take 15 minutes.
And I meant to point out that let the record reflect that Councilor Martinez joined us just a few minutes after starting. I think I would like to council move right forward into the next applicant. And Connie, do you want to join us?
Sure.
Okay. Connie, why don't you give us an idea about being on the council or, you know, why?
I moved to Lapine last year, just over a year ago, and in May, I guess it was, we bought our house. But I've been involved with the community of Lapine. Prior to moving here, I lived in Sun River for 15 years. So I was on the Lapine Parks and Rec Foundation board as the first president of that board. And we did successful fundraising for remodeling the old white school building, the event center. And I've been involved with Scooter, South Central Oregon Outreach and Toyerman for multiple years with fundraising and treasurer and PR work with them. And just over 3 years ago, I was remarried and I chose to step down from my positions to focus on my marriage for a couple of years. And I miss the community involvement, the being involved with what's going on in my community. And I am a youth group leader at Crescent Creek Community Church, and I have a passion for the youth, which is why I got involved with the park board. And I just like to see the youth represented and also to show them that they can't change anything unless they get involved, and the best way to show kids is by example. And so I'm just looking forward to a possible opportunity. Appreciate the time for the interview and to be involved with our city, my city.
I would add, and Council, I'm sure you've already looked at this, but we have the applications for all three candidates, and I think I said that before. So, but want to start with questions? Thank you, Connie.
I'll ask the same one I did Don. We do have meetings and training available at times, or conferences. Would you be willing and able to go to some of those and represent Lapine?
For the most part, because I am a business owner, my schedule's very flexible and I should be able to attend meetings and would love to go to them, yes.
Thank you. Okay. Karen?
Thank you for applying. I've seen you around town. I've heard you speak before. I know that you are very interested in making Lapine move forward. I know that you've been involved with a lot of the cleanup and that kind of thing. I'm impressed that you want to be a part of this and that you're willing to give the time to do that. And you sound fully qualified to do that. And thank you.
Do you mind if I ask what small business you own?
I own Premier Builders Exchange. It was formerly known as Central Oregon Builders Exchange. Okay. I've owned it for 11 years.
Okay. And then mentioning you want to set an example for the youth by showing them that you have to be involved in your community.
Yes.
What other activities do you feel is important that the city needs to be aware of for the youth?
Well, I think just opportunities for the youth to get involved even in what we do on a city-wide basis. The cleanup, you know, just opening the eyes of the youth that they can get involved in things like that that we tend to do and don't necessarily bring them into. And then opportunities for activities with them in the community, fun activities for them that, you know, maybe the city could get behind as well. It's really hard to say what activities, but, you know, events that would involve them. Even events that the visitors center and thing has that we could open up to the youth to be involved in.
Okay, I'll talk to you later about another idea I have.
Great.
Between Park and Rec. Yes.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Okay, yeah. Catch you later.
Not yet.
You're fine.
Yeah.
Johnny, I'm going to ask you a question that I didn't get to ask Don, and I'll ask him later if we get along the road, since that would be fair. And you were on the budget committee.
Yes.
For the city, and you're aware that the city budgeted funds for an art commission.
Yes.
And what do you? How would you see the impact, and what would the impact be? Do you think of an arts commission in this little small, out of the way place, Lapine?
Well, my thoughts immediately go towards Sisters and what they've done with their arts there. There's so many opportunities when you look at arts, bringing in music festivals or exhibits. And there's a lot of talent in Lapine. And it adds to tourism dollars when you open up that. And I also see the youth getting involved with opportunities when you start bringing in different art events. You get people from out of the area coming in, and if our youth was involved, it would give them opportunities that maybe wouldn't be available to them had they not been seen by someone out of the area or something. So.
Okay. You said you, and I know that you just moved into town about a year or so ago, but But like you've said, you've been involved in many organizations in the town. You're one of the keys for all of us as counselors is around the idea of serving in these committees. There's a number of committees that are extremely important, and just making sure that as has been said already, that having time for that's an important issue with being a city councilor.
Yes.
Taking those on, so I've already heard you say yes, so I just wanted to amplify that. So
yes, I actually didn't say earlier when I was asked, but I've always been one that felt that if you're not learning, you're dying, and so any opportunity to get more education, you know, and go to different events is great for me, so I look forward to the opportunities.
What is the group that you spend most of your time with? Or like I asked the question before that about other groups that you belong to and everything, you've described those, but which do you find the most pleasure or the most rewarding?
The youth group.
The youth group?
Yeah, definitely. I try and do things just outside of the weekly meetings with the youth group. We have, we live along the Little Deschutes River. We have a house on the Deschutes River, Little Deschutes. And we do a scavenger hunt, a camp out, which is actually a river cleanup disguised.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, just getting the kids out there and realizing that we have the opportunity to use that river, therefore we have a responsibility to take care of it. And just spending time with them, even outside of youth group, is probably one of my greatest pleasures.
Okay. Council, anything else?
No.
Okay. Connie, thank you very much for coming and for your application. Dennis, you're in the hot seat next. Thank you, Dennis. And as I'll say it again, that we've had all of the applications and we've read through them, but we still like to go over it, and we'll start that right now. Anything you want to talk about first, please?
Just that you know, I can't say like Don, but I've only been here for 2.5-3 years, and I try to come to as many meetings as I can and try to be involved, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. you know, I've been on the finance committee to see where all the funds go and the money is, and that was a learning process.
Budget committee?
Budget committee.
Right, sorry. Right. That's okay.
Yep. And, you know, now I'm a co-chairman of the, you know, Shine on Lapine. And boy, we're doing a great job. We've got so many people involved, and, you know, it's right along my line of work, and I just love it. Back to the beginning is that, you know, my wife and I, you know, Mrs. Kelly, we visited probably the whole United States. And we, you know, we almost had a house in on the coast in Oregon. And, you know, I'm from northern New York, New York City, northern New York. And this is so similar to that. I just love it. I love the lakes. I mean, and I look around, and this city just has so much of the future. It's amazing. It's just other places we've been. It's just, you know, her family's come up. Colleen has 7 kids, so we got a big family. They all love Lapine. I mean, it's great, and there's nothing but, you know, dead ahead future here. That's all there is, you know. And I just want to be part of it. Maybe some outside opinions or something, whether they're good or not, you know, might be some sort of help. Okay. And I really wasn't going to apply for this, but it came open because, you know, I'm still learning a lot. I'm learning a lot of people, not so much the area, but the people. You know, of course, being on Shine on Lapine with Kathy DeVone, you know everybody. So it's a learning process, and I'm just so happy to be here.
I'd like to inject here just the fact that you have some my sympathies on certain occasions.
But you take them in stride. Yeah. I've also been to...
And that was all in good fun.
That's right. And that's what being a leader is. It's fun. You know, I met Corey. He's just a wonderful asset.
Yes.
Rick, I mean, I've been on... I don't know Stu very well. But, you know, it's exciting. And I think we need excitement in this little community. Mm-hmm. And I'm built for the task, that's all.
All right. Kathy?
Dennis, thank you, and I'll ask you the same question. You want me to repeat it, or did you hear it?
No, I'll go tomorrow if you want me to.
Okay.
I am retired. I'm a retired policeman from New York State, not the city. I met my wife because I worked for KB Home, project manager in Southern California, which I don't want anything to do with, you know, except I found her there. And I, you know, I've been to different FBI schools, learning how to, you know, treat people, act around people, and I believe in taking every single person's opinion to heart, whether they're from Cager Road or, you know, any place. And then, you know, that's how you learn. That's just a little added thing. But yes,
yeah.
On your question, okay. Anytime.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Karen?
I'll never forget the first time I met Dennis. And we were at a little meeting, and we were talking about what were we going to do when we lost our city manager and which way we were going to go. And you were very informative and talked a lot and gave me the opinion that you really think that our city is worth fighting for, worth working in and joining, and you have proved to be true to your word. So thank you for applying, and just continue to do what you do. And
well, and I'll have to say, even if you don't want me on the council, you're going to get rid of me.
Right. I'm here hoping forever. That's true.
Stu?
Okay. Well, you have been to a lot of the meetings, and you've heard a lot of the issues that have been coming before the council. And having been a state police officer in New York, is that correct? Okay, and your background and the issues before the city, what would you say your number one priority would be for the city?
beautification. I mean, every single study that's come in, you know, the rural development, you know, initiative, every single thing that come in is to make the city more inviting. It's not necessarily beautification, because there's a lot of beautiful businesses through the city here. It's almost a mindset. And it doesn't, a lot of people just think business. It's not just businesses. It's the outlying areas too. You know, if you have a business, you gotta have employees. And they have to have a place to live. So you want that inviting. So it's basically just to improve the city in appearance, maybe, inviting, but not change the 1 acre lots, the rural area, this, I've never been in a small city like this that has more volunteer work. Colleen used to work for United Way in Riverside, California. And her friend came up here, she's like one of the leaders of that down there. She came up and said, "This is amazing. I've never seen people like this." You go to the senior center, you go everywhere. Everybody wants to volunteer. It reminds me of growing up. You know, so, but that all said, I think the city just has to take one step towards maybe beautification. You know, that's why I'm this thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like a good fit.
I know.
And you're doing a good job, too.
Oh, I love it. I mean, it's great. You know, it's wonderful. But on the other hand, let me just say this. I do get talkative sometimes, so I take it for time, say so.
I'll make sure you know.
Okay, you have to respect, like, people that lived in this community like Don. I mean, I just don't want to be a new person in here. I'd love to hear his opinions. I mean, it's like, that's what the world's all about. You know, the old and the new, combining them. So.
Well, believe me, if he has an opinion, he'll let you know.
That's good.
And that, you know, that's exactly what a community, a definition of community is. It's bringing everyone together.
Exactly.
And working together and solving the problems together.
Mm-hmm. So, and it's not going to be all one-sided. Maybe, you know.
Yeah, there'll be.
Because I'm ready to answer the mayor's question on the art commission right now.
How bad it is.
All right. Well, let me get to a couple others. How long have you lived in La Pine itself?
It's between 2.5 and 3 years. We bought our house and then we rented it out for a while until we sold Colleen's house. Yeah. 2.5 years.
Yeah. I think we owned the property for just about 3, but we've lived here for 2.5.
Okay, sure. That's fine. And what other groups do you belong to besides Put a Shine On?
No, I just come to the different meetings. You know, I belong to the Catholic Church. I can tell you what I've done since I've been here. I've helped every single person that needs help in our community, whether she's deaf, people that need their driveways plowed out, you know, that's where I start. And then, of course, I come to the community, the meetings.
Sure.
And, you know, I thought I was getting too mouthy, so I stood back a little bit. You know, so I stepped back and just listen.
Okay. You were on the budget committee, and how'd you find that?
Extremely interesting. Only because, you know, the tax dollars only can be spent in certain spots. That's what was a shock. You know, and we'll talk about this later in the council meeting, but I thought the process was wonderful. And I was impressed, very impressed by it. I don't think the general public knows that not all the tax dollars can be spent here. You know, they have to be allotted in different, you know, you really have to spend them in certain spots. Mm-hmm. But I found it so much, so interesting. It was, and I hope I'm on it next year.
How do you see art as a function of the city?
I think it's very well needed, but we have to make sure we can fund it properly. You know, with either grants. This city, what I see is there's a lot to be done. You know, a lot of infrastructure work, a lot of everything. But if we're going to change the vision or anything of the community or the, you know, the ideal of the young people growing up, we need an art commission. You know, and I know I bucked the art commission thing. I wasn't for it when you were for it. But you have to step back and think about it. I mean, that's part of the process of improving the city. You know, is, you know, everybody has to be a little bit more intellectual. Even our kids in high school. You know, and we got to give them that opportunity.
I think you're saying that you need to be sensitive to other people's views than just yourself.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I'm good, Council. Anything else?
No, I'm good.
Hearing nothing?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, I know a weed patch you can work on.
Well, I even heard you had your yellow bags, so that's good. Yeah. We've got some in the car.
Question for another time, I guess. Okay, I will, let me see. Hearing no further business to come before this work session, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you very much. And I want to thank all three of you. The idea was is that council would take this under advisement, and at some point in time, we will make a decision. Thank you very much for coming. Stay around. You know, we've got food to nourish you through the evening.
And we have more buttons to give out.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Of course. At 6.
Just make a try.
Thank you.